Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Many years ago, I had quite a surreal experience. I was coming up out of Petswood train station, and as I got to the top of the stairs, I bumped into a relative of a former church member who had died about a year earlier. I said hello, and she asked me how I was doing. I responded, as you do, "I'm doing well." That's when it all started getting a bit weird. She flared up at me and said, "Of course you are. You're a Christian." Taken aback, I asked her what she meant by that. She growled that of course I would be doing all right because God takes care of His own. He looks after His people and He gives them all that they need for a happy life. But he had it in for her, just because she didn't believe in him and wanted nothing to do with him. Her life was miserable, and she laid the blame squarely at God's doorstep. Still reeling from this unexpected attack, I tried to assure her that just because I was a Christian, that was no guarantee that my life would run smoothly without any troubles. In fact, Jesus instructs us to take up our cross and follow Him, and that leads to pain and sorrow, at least on occasion. But standing there, on the station bridge, above the railway lines, I suddenly stopped. I scratched my head, and I said, "Now let me get this straight. You think that being a Christian means you have an easy life? That if you were to become a Christian, that God would turn around your life?" And she immediately and emphatically blurted out, "Yes." With a big grin on my face, I ask, "If that's what you really think, then why don't you become a Christian? For then your life will run well, and all your major troubles will just disappear. Why aren't you a Christian?" I think this question floored her as much as her initial words had floored me. After a short pause, she retorted, "Because I don't want to be." With that, she continued on her way. I suspect that I stood there for a few moments with my mouth open wide in utter disbelief. Even if all of her problems could disappear and her life could be sorted out merely by becoming a Christian, she would have rather remained in her current situation, which was desperate. She would rather make a train wreck of her life than allow God to sort things out. I too left, feeling a mixture of sadness and confusion. But I have to admit that I wasn't surprised. In fact, the words of Jesus came to mind. "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. These words of Jesus describe so many people we meet in the world today: lost, angry, desperate, living lives that are a train wreck, but still unwilling to admit their sin and their need for a Savior. So if your life is on the fast track to a train wreck, shrouded in darkness and bitterness, there is hope. There's Jesus. For Jesus is the light of the world, who longs to shine His perfect light into the darkness of your life. But be warned, it will expose many things that you would rather it didn't. It will reveal things for the way they truly are. And this light will create a realization that Jesus needs to be the one running the controls of your life. This does not mean that you will be guaranteed an abundant life of health, wealth, fame, and happiness. No, you will be given a cross to carry. And that's not easy. But the pure light of Christ will fill your life, removing all of the darkness. Forgiveness will replace guilt and shame. Hope will overcome despair. Peace will swallow up anger. Love will conquer hatred. And Christ will save you from sin, death, and judgment. Let us pray. O Lord, who does not willingly afflict humanity, behold from heaven a multitude of miserable souls and lives amongst us, and have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon all lost souls, and instruct them, and on broken hearts, heal them, and all who are struggling with temptation, rescue them, and all who are fallen from you, raise them up, so that they may stand with you, and confirm them, O blessed Jesus Christ, who shed your blood to save them. Give your Holy Spirit to all, and heal them. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.